More news after this message.
If you're about to buy any economy car, don't. Not until you've seen the new Opel 1900s. No other economy car, foreign or domestic, gives you all this. A 1.9-liter engine that gets up to 25 miles on a single gallon of gas. Swing open rear windows, full carpeting, contour bucket seats, and a host of General Motors safety features. See your Buick Opel dealer this week. Test drive one of the new Opel 1900s, Buick's foreign economy car.
In the Northwest Territories of Canada, polar bear hunting is regulated by a quota system. The other day, a member of the Northwest Territories Council proposed that polar bear hunting be stopped. He said the sport robs the Eskimos of their heritage. But another member argued that some Eskimos actually wanted the hunting continued because they can sell their hunting licenses to sportsmen under the quota law for $2,000 apiece. The hour's top story, North Vietnamese troops launched their first ground assault, a major one, against a key government base in northern Laos. Charles Quinn, NBC News.
Listen again on the hour when the 1971 Buick Something to Believe In brings you NBC Monitor News.
Now the forecast from the Travelers Weather Service in Hartford, your forecaster, Barbara Allen.
Good morning. We're back to winter. If you've been observant this morning, you might have seen a few snowflakes flying. It's just the aftermath of yesterday's spring-like storm, but the snow that fell a little further west did manage to make up an inch or so in the Hudson River Valley. And even in the Berkshire Hills, there may be enough of a dusting to cover some of those little icy places that came when temperatures fell below the freezing mark this morning. The main storm center is now moving into the St. Lawrence River Valley, and the colder air is taking over. One reason for the snow flurries. But the cold is not very extensive. The coldest air may be over us by morning and then moving right on and turning milder by Tuesday. Not as mild, though, as pre-weekend weather. More details and the forecast in a moment.
The story of hope is the story of people giving of themselves under the most amazing of circumstances, giving that others on four continents may find hope. Yes, the story of hope is the story of a ship of volunteers, doctors, nurses, and technicians, bringing the miracle of knowledge to the people of other nations. Training and teaching these people in their own land and in their own environment, adapting to their needs and their way of life so that they can better care for their own health needs. This is Project Hope, the SS Hope, a peacetime hospital ship, bringing medical knowledge to those who need it desperately. Keep hope afloat. Send your dollars to Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C. Now, Barbara, the weather in detail.
For Connecticut and western Massachusetts, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Windy and cold, but we'll see some sunshine. And there may be a few snow flurries, too, most of those in the hilly sections. Temperatures staying in the upper 20s and low 30s. Much colder tonight, diminishing winds. Fair, temperatures in the teens, even the single numbers in a few outlying places. Partly sunny tomorrow, high temperatures 25 to 35 degrees. For Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder with scattered snow flurries and snow squalls in the mountains. Very cold tonight, lows in the single numbers and low teens. Partly sunny and continued cold tomorrow. On Long Island Sound, small craft warnings are in effect. West to northwest winds 20 to 30 miles an hour with a few higher gusts, and the visibility excellent. Gale warnings are still in effect from Block Island north to Eastport, Maine. Folks in southern New England may have fared pretty well in this past storm. Folks on the cold side of the storm found a lot of snow on the ground this morning, ranging from about a half foot in the Virginia mountains up to the high mountains of western Pennsylvania. Temperatures fell, too, in most every place. What was merely wet in much of southern New England has turned icy in the hills, and a few of the snow flurries may work to hide those icy spots. The air coming our way is very cold. It made some new records in the central part of the country. 3 below 0 at Fort Wayne, Indiana this morning, and 3 above at Bristol, Tennessee. But the cold is moving right along, and the trend may be back to more mild weather by the middle of the week. In the west, it's warm again, a record high of 80 degrees yesterday at Palmdale, California. Right now in the northeast, we still have something of an assortment of weather. It's still mild up in northern Maine. The cold air hasn't reached there yet. It's been sprinkling. Temperatures are in the upper 30s to around 40. But at Boston, Massachusetts, the temperature's fallen to 30 degrees. There's a light snow flurry there. A light flurry at Worcester, 22 degrees. And at Providence, a light flurry, 31 degrees. At Bridgeport, partly sunny, 27. New Haven, partly sunny, and 29. At Bradley International, it's cloudy with a light snow flurry. And while we have some snow flurries, very, very light ones here in the Hartford area, we also have some sunshine. The temperature, 27. The wind, west-northwest, about 10 or 12 miles an hour, and gusty at times. Barometric pressure, 29.33 inches and rising. Our outlook is for mixed weather this afternoon. None of it too bothersome. Temperature staying within a freezing range most of the time, the upper 20s and low 30s, and windy and cold. Sunshine and a few snowflakes. Colder tonight, lows generally in the teens. Tomorrow partly sunny, the high 25 to 35 degrees. This is Barbara Allen at the Traveler's Weather Service.
Next complete forecast from the Traveler's Weather Service will be heard on WTIC at 12:10 this afternoon. Right now, it's 10 minutes past 11. As we continue with the music of Sunday Showcase. That's 2x2, the title song from the musical of the same name done by the Ragtimers. Good morning to you and happy Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, 1971. This is Arnold Dean. We're continuing with the music of Sunday Showcase. And that sounded like more. We're going to hear 2x2 with Danny Kaye and the family.
2x2, the animals 2x2 have come to us 2x2. Just look at them 2x2. The animals, small kinds and fat kinds, all kinds of cat kinds, handsome or gruesome, everyone's a twosome. Jaffy 2x2. It's natural 2x2. It's wonderful going boating with a floating zoo. Those who meet God's terms can come. Pachyderms can come, teeny worms can come, even germs can come, if they come together, 2x2. 2x2, it's logical, 2x2.
It's comfortable,
2x2. It's catchy, no?
2x2. It's practical.
God has decreed to, therefore you need to.
Ham's got, Shem's got.
Go and get what them's got, Jaffy 2x2. Go make yourself 2x2. And climb aboard, plenty room for you and you know who. Lots of things are done by one.
Looms are spun by one.
Races won by one. Ships are run by one. When it comes to family,
aboard.
Green bugs and red bugs, June bugs and dead bugs, buzzing and zooming.
See them bright and grooming, Jafy.
Two by two. Two by two.
It's a quarter after 11. That was the title song from 2x2 with Danny Kaye and the family. We're going to start right at the top, though, of the original cast album and present some of its music for you in just half a minute. Tomorrow is Washington's birthday, and G. Fox and Company will go all out to celebrate with hundreds of super sales savings for you. For instance, for your home, fringed area rugs by a famous maker. Ovals, rectangular, and round, all at fantastic savings that range from 45% to 65% off the original prices. Go see them on the 8th floor of G. Fox & Company. Take along your G. Fox credit card. Scoop up bargains left and right at G. Fox & Company's Washington's birthday sale tomorrow. Remember, they're open till 9 p.m. tomorrow.
You want us to build a what? It's gonna do what? 40 days and 40 what? Listen, Lord. Why me? Eh? If you look at me closely, you'll notice that a sailor I'm not meant to be. I'm as thin as a rail, I'm too fragile, too frail. Why me? Why me? Why me? I get pains in unorthodox places. I'm as physically fit as a flea. I'm no leader of men, and I drink now and then. Why me? Why me? Why me? I would gladly do all you command me. I would gladly go out on a limb. But it's too big an order you hand me. And what's worse, I don't know how to swim. Let me give you the names of some fellas who I know for a fact would be free. They could possibly do what you're asking me to. Let's see, let's see, let's see. There's Marum the teacher, a man among men. He may be too old, he's 610. There's Tubal the butcher, now he isn't too strong. There's Uzal the sissy, he's totally wrong. There's Sabat the salesman, oh he'd carry his load. He's young and he's smart. He's out on the road. I got it, I got it. There's Shemek the wise. Oh, you couldn't do better, Lord. He's really a prize. He's noble, he's forthright. He's honest, he's bright. Oh, forget about Shemek. He died Friday night. Lord, I know why you paid me a visit. And I know why I'm your nominee. Although perfect I'm not, I'm the best of the lot. I see, why me, why me? Send out the news that I'm taking a cruise. Good luck, you're stuck with me, I'll go. I know, why me?
Papa, would you mind saying that again?
The world is coming to an end.
Excuse us, Papa.
Put him away, put him away. Pack up a case, find him a place.
Put him away.
Put him away, put him away. Give him a rest, that'll be best.
Put him away.
There's a lovely little home about a mile outside of Nod, where with all the other loonies he can sit and talk to God. He's a fruitcake.
He's your father.
He is also very odd. Put him away, put him away, put him away. Papa, you mean we're the only ones who are going to survive?
How, Papa?
On a big boat, three stories high.
Put him away, put him away. We shouldn't wait, or it's too late. Put him away.
Put him away.
Put him away.
Let's do it now.
Figure out how.
Put him away. You could hire an attendant to be with him for a start.
An attendant is expensive. That's a very special art. Maybe something somewhat cheaper.
Listen, Leia, I'll pay part.
Put him away.
Put him away. Put him away.
That's a pretty big boat, Papa. Why so big?
Why do you think? For all the animals.
Put him away, put him away. After the meal, you and me will put him away.
Put him away.
Put him away. He'll make a fuss.
Never let us
put
him away.
We will sit him in a corner and we'll logically explain.
He's a reasonable fellow with a very nimble brain.
He's primarily a thinker.
He's primarily insane.
Put him away.
Put him away.
Put him away.
Put him away.
That's the first couple of cuts from the album, Put Him Away and Why Me, in inverse order. Danny Kaye featured on the opener, and then along with Danny Kaye, Harry Goss, Marilyn Cooper, and Michael Karm on Put Him Away. Incidentally, Danny Kaye, as you probably have read, hurt his leg, or his knee particularly, I believe, and is out of the cast for a while. So if you are holding tickets for 2x2, you are probably, if you're heading there in the immediate future, going to see Harry Goss, who was portraying Noah's eldest son, Shem, and now he is in the lead role, normally performed by Danny Kaye. I stole a leaf from Doug Webster's book, which will probably surprise him since he hardly even knew he wrote one. But a few weeks ago on an excellent Monday night program called Audiophile, Doug played some of this music that we are featuring today from 2x2, and then added something about building an ark in your own neighborhood from a comedy album by Bill Cosby, and I thought perhaps you would enjoy hearing it again this morning.
Of course, Noah had a heck of a job, really. He had to go out and collect all of the animals in the world by twos, two mosquitoes, male or female. And he had to keep telling the rabbits, only two, only two, only two. We find Noah pulling up the last two animals, two hippos, and he's really in a hurry to get them up because he's afraid that the Lord's going to call him and ask him to do something else, and his nerves are shot. This is one heck of a job for a man 600 years old. So we find him pulling up the last two hippos, and of course the Lord does call him there. Come on, fat hippos, hurry up. Come on, will you please?
Noah.
What? What do you want?
Gotta take one of those hippos out and bring in another one.
What for?
Because you got two males down there and you need to bring in a female.
I'm not bringing nothing in. You change one of them.
Come on, you know I don't work like that.
Yeah, well, I'm sick and tired. I've had enough of this stuff. I've been working all day, working on for days and days. I'm sick and tired of this.
Noah?
Yeah?
How long can you tread water?
Yeah, well, I got news for you. I'm sick and tired of this whole mess. If I have the whole neighborhood's out there laughing at me, you're all having a grand time at good old Noah there. I went out and got my best friend, Larry. I said, Larry, listen, I've been talking with the Lord. Larry said, oh, really? I said, yeah, yeah, listen. Lord Larry, Larry Lord, you walked off there laughing. I hear them all up there laughing at me. You know I'm the only guy in this neighborhood with an ark? People around there laughing, picket signs, walking up and down. I'm sick and tired of this stuff here. People are walking around there. How you doing, Tarzan? How's everything up there? Sick and tired of this mess here. You're supposed to know all and see all. You let me go out there and bring in a pregnant elephant. You give me no manual for delivery and everything. Never told me the thing was pregnant. There's good old Noah waiting underneath the elephant there. Broom, right on top of it. Sick and tired of this mess here. Had enough of all that stuff for you running around. You're supposed to know all and see all. Like I said before, you let me go out there and do all this stuff here. You never even looked in the bottom of that ark. Have you looked down there? No. Who's going to clean up that mess down there? That's me. I'll tell you that. I've had enough of this. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm letting all these animals out, and then I'm going to burn down this ark, and I'm going to Florida somewhere because you haven't done nothing. I'm sick and tired of all this mess. You're fooling around, and you haven't done nothing except as you got it raining. It's not a shower, is it? Okay, Lord, me and you, right? Because I knew all the time everything was wrong.
That's one of three different cuts on the album which deal with the building of an ark. That's called Noah, Me and You, Lord, done by Bill Cosby. The original cast recording is hilarious in a few spots, and I think the funniest one of them all is the selection, You Have Got to Have a Rudder on the Ark. And we'll hear that right after we hear from good friend Don Tuttle.
Hi, neighbor. This is your host for Town and Country, Don Tuttle, inviting you to join me Monday morning at 5 o'clock sharp for lots of good wake-up music, market news, sports reports, our special Monday visit with Fred Curry from the University of Connecticut, and a resource report with John Rippey from the University of Rhode Island. Hope to see you.
If God would have wanted a rudder, then God would have said, make a rudder. 'Cause God doesn't beat around the bush. He tells you what he thinks. But God didn't mention a rudder, so there ain't gonna be any rudder. Not even if the whole caboodle sinks.
Papa, there's got to be a feather on a bird. There's got to be a leaf upon a tree. And I'm certain you'll admit that an apple needs a pit. And there's got to be a bumble in a bee. There's got to be a finger on a hand. There's got to be the light to change the dark. Like the finger and the bumble, and no matter how you grumble, you have got to have a rudder on the ark. You have got to have a rudder on the ark.
If God would have wanted discussions, then God would have said, let's discuss it. Then you, me, and God would have a chat to judge what he proposed. But God didn't say talk it over, so there ain't gonna be no discussions. And therefore, sonny boy, the subject's closed.
There's got to be a teardrop when you cry. In winter you need clothes or else you freeze.
And I know you will agree that a lock should have a key.
And the pea soup has to have a couple peas.
Another county heard from, get the wood
There's
and bring.
There's got to be a seed to plant a crop. A eucalyptus has to have a bark.
Like the teardrop and the winter.
Stop the rage you're going into.
You have got to have a rudder on the ark.
I know.
You have got to have a rudder. On the ark.
If God would have wanted for captains, then God would have hired for captains, and we'd have a forum every night deciding how to build. But God didn't mention for captains, so we ain't gonna have us for captains. So get below, the job's already filled.
There's got to be a toenail on a toe. A rake has got to have a lot of teeth. And no matter how you try, even you cannot deny that a top has got to have an underneath.
I deny it.
There's got to be a night if there's a day.
I don't hear you.
To start a fire, you must have a spark.
Oh, no.
Papa, give it.
Papa, fix it. Let it show you where to place it.
No, 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 no.
Papa, listen.
No! God has chosen us to survive.
He promised. So why do we need a rudder?
I don't know, Papa. Why do we need a boat?
No feathers on a chicken when it's plucked.
You need a rudder.
No bumble in a bee when you go swat.
You need a rudder.
And the latest survey is that the eucalyptuses have no bark because an animal they're not.
You need a rudder.
No finger on a hand when it's a fist.
You need a rudder.
You'll notice I don't notice that remark.
You need a rudder.
This discussion is concluded. I want.
We want.
You want.
You need
there will never be a rudder.
There has got to be a rudder.
And there will never.
There has got to.
And there will never.
There has got to.
And there will never.
Got to.
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 Never.
Be a rudder on the yard.
Danny Kaye, Harry Gause, Michael Carm, and Walter Willison. You've got to have a rudder on the ark. Music from 2x2 coming to you on Sunday Showcase on WTIC 1080 Radio Broadcast House in Hartford, Connecticut, where the time is exactly 11:30. And here's the latest forecast from the Travelers Weather Service in Hartford.
For Connecticut and western Massachusetts, occasional sunshine this afternoon and a few snow flurries around, too. Temperatures staying in the 20s and low 30s. Gusty and cold. Tonight, fair and much colder, morning lows in the teens, some single numbers in outlying places. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 25 to 35. On Constitution Plaza, 27 degrees.
Nice kind of a day to just stay in and watch the wind rage outdoors. Good listening coming up on WTIC Radio all afternoon. Or if you're a sports fan, a Boston Bruins hockey fan in particular, there's some great hockey action against the Toronto Maple Leafs. This afternoon it begins at 2 o'clock, Boston versus Toronto. Boston has an excellent streak going, but do you realize that I think it's only once in 27 regular season games that they've been able to win at Maple Leaf Stadium, which means that it should be all kinds of excitement with Bobby Orr and Esposito and the entire company. So that's on Channel 3 this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We're going to hear a couple more selections from 2x2 with the original cast recording featuring Joan Copeland and then the star, Danny Kaye.